On today's show, the U.S. Department of Justice is going to drop another hammer on Volkswagen. GMC is going to bring back the Jimmy, and Audi takes the lead in V2I connectivity. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for August 16th of 2016. Volkswagen is about to hit the second phase of its legal problems in the United States over its diesel emission cheating. Earlier this year, VW agreed to pay $15.3 billion in civil charges to buy back or repair 2-liter diesel engines and to pay for environmental programs to offset the pollution those engines created. But now the Wall Street Journal reports that VW is going to face criminal charges from the Department of Justice. And here's our Autoline insight. General Motors paid a criminal fine of $900 million for covering up its ignition switch defect. Toyota paid $1.2 billion for dragging its feet on its unintended acceleration issues. But VW will likely pay a lot more than that. Volkswagen repeatedly lied and misled U.S. agencies about its cheating software. And the DOJ is unforgiving when it catches corporations cheating the U.S. government. Just ask Enron and Arthur Anderson. Whoops, you can't do that. They don't exist anymore. Hey, do you remember the GMC Jimmy? It was an SUV in production from 1982 until 2005. And it's going back into production in 2020, according to Auto Forecast Solutions. The Jimmy will be built at General Motors' Wentzville Assembly Plant in Missouri, the same plant that makes the Chevrolet Colorado and the GMC Canyon. So we take that to mean the Jimmy will be built off the same platform that they are. GMC has unveiled a number of concept vehicles over the years, like the Granite and the Terra Cross, that hint at what a new Jimmy could look like. And with the massive market shift to CUVs, there's probably no such thing as having too many crossovers. And still to come, Cadillac has unveiled some stunning show cars at Pebble Beach, and in 2 days, it's going to do it again.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Cadillac sure has unveiled some stunning concept vehicles at Pebble Beach in the past, including the El Mirage and CL. Now the luxury brand is pulling the wraps off another concept car this Thursday at the prestigious car show. So far, all we've seen is a teaser video that Cadillac released. It shows a high-tech instrument panel specifically highlighting curved OLED screens. You know, the curved glass that's all the rage on big-screen TVs right now? Cadillac says the OLED system is being developed for a future production model. Stay tuned, because if the El Mirage and CL are any indication, this concept should be a showstopper. Yesterday, we told you about Australia opening up the 5.9 gigahertz spectrum for vehicle-to-vehicle communication. And now Audi is teaming up with a company called Traffic Technology Services to introduce the first vehicle-to-infrastructure system, or V2I, in select cities across the U.S. Called Traffic Light Information, it informs the driver when a light will change from red to green by receiving information from an advanced traffic signal. That'll tell you how to drive, avoid stopping at red lights, and that, in turn, will boost fuel economy and reduce emissions. In the future, it could be integrated with vehicle navigation, start-stop, and even help improve traffic flow. It's available on certain 2017 Q7, A4, and A4 all-road models with Audi Connect, starting this fall. Say, how would you like to order a brand new car to your own specifications and pick it up the next day? That's coming up next.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Local Motors, the first company to 3D print a full-size car, wants to revolutionize the way the auto industry manufactures and designs cars. And it wants to completely change the car buying experience. On last week's Autoline After Hours, the chief strategy officer for Local Motors, Justin Fishkin, said you'll only have to wait one day to get the keys to your own personalized car.
So basically the way we envision it happening and are working toward is you walk into, our Knoxville microfactory, which is, think of it like an IKEA. It's a bit smaller, about 50,000 square feet, so the size of an average American grocery store. It's on a major highway, so you drive by it all the time. You walk in, you go up to a screen, you choose your body, eventually you choose your powertrain. Right now we're starting with electric. You choose your tires and your wheels, and 12 hours later, you pick it up.
Mm-hmm. So 12 hours, you guys keep chopping down the time it needs to take him to print a car.
So I won't say we're exactly at 12 yet, but if you remember, the very first time we did this at IMTS in 2014, it took us 44 hours to print and assemble. Several months before that, when we just tried to do the body, it took us 180 hours. Mm-hmm. And so we're below 20 hours now, and by the time...
Is it you're learning or the machine's getting better or both?
It's a virtuous cycle, if you will. Like we're learning simple things like, oh, if you go this direction as opposed to that direction, you get efficiencies, right? Or if you slow down, it actually makes the whole thing fast, you know. And then we're communicating with our machine partners and our materials partners and pushing it forward.
So if you're still not convinced Local Motors will revolutionize the auto industry, you can check out that entire discussion on our website or on our YouTube channel. And this Thursday, we're going to have the owner of the first Camaro ever made with the VIN number N100001. He and the car are in town for the Dream Cruise, and this ought to be a fun show. That's Autoline After Hours this Thursday, starting live at 3 p.m. Eastern Time at www.autoline.tv. But that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.